Señor presidente.
President Chile recognizes and defends the right of all states to develop and benefit from nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Broadly known are the supports of nuclear energy in areas such as science, medicine, and the environment. This is also linked to the attainment of SDGs. We firmly believe that the NPT provides an essential framework allowing for international cooperation for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. We would like to create incentive for a greater transfer of technology and knowledge for developing countries. This strengthens this is capacity building, and it maximizes the possibilities of using nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. We recognize the important role played by the IAEA when it comes to fostering and facilitating research and development and practical implementation of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. We underscore efforts to fight certain illnesses, including zoniac, as well as fighting plastics pollution and contamination. And particularly, Cuba appreciates the Valle de Esperanza initiative. We believe that this is a contribution to improving medical knowledge, technology transfer, and capacity building for member states. On this point, we will continue to work with the IAEA, and we appreciate progress made. This has led to the transfer of medical equipment. This has strengthened the public healthcare system in my country. Along the same lines, we would like to underscore the signing in the IAEA Director General visit last May of two memorandums of understanding and cooperation. In the first, the context was plastics, as well as that signed in the implementation of nuclear energy for the sustainable mining industry, as well as the uses of lithium in nuclear energy. This was the first such agreement signed on lithium the world over. We recognize and support the efforts of the IAEA in capacity building, with particular interest in the promotion of professional women in the fields of technology and nuclear energy. The scholarships program is an essential initiative, as is the Dismainer program. It is the obvious next step in facilitating the role of women in the nuclear industry with a gender-based approach. Likewise, we recognize the contributions made in the use of peaceful nuclear energy in the CTBT and its technical secretariat, and in particular in oversight and the contribution for early warning in the case of tsunamis. Sir, we recognize the technical, professional, and independent work of the IAEA on these matters. We firmly believe that as a counterpart to benefiting from nuclear energy, there is the responsibility that each state has when it comes to preserving and strengthening safety and installations, properly managing radioactive material, and strengthening the global nuclear security regime. Chile reaffirms its commitment to strengthening the safety of nuclear material in all phases, and also promoting effective measures in nuclear safety, strengthening nuclear safety in the transport of nuclear materials. Likewise, we would like to underscore commitment to reducing and preventing the threat of nuclear terrorism, fighting the illicit trafficking of nuclear materials. We make a call for the promotion of adhesion to security instruments such as the Convention on Nuclear Security, and to participate in meetings tied to related bodies. Sir Chair, we share the concern of the IAEA as regards the nuclear installations in Ukraine. We join the international community in calling for no military actions that put into danger the physical safety of this infrastructure. We recognize the importance of the technical work undertaken by the IAEA in Ukraine and establishing the presence of their personnel in all nuclear facilities in that state. Lastly, we reiterate the importance of establishing and maintaining an ongoing dialogue between and among parties, together with technical cooperation and assistance from the IAEA. I thank you kindly.